Okay, let's try this a third time. Yeah, so, hey, this is Calibo Cat. It is Thursday, October 16th, 2014, and this is my third attempt at the food and sex questionnaire, because I have a dog, and he is an attention whore. So, hopefully he won't disturb me this time. Anyway, I have not posted in forever. I mean, so I have laundry I should be doing, homework that needs to be done, and I have a bit of a wine buzz, so I figure why, what better way to spend my time and procrastinate than do a questionnaire? So I found the Food and Sex Questionnaire by Lottie Squeaks. That is a really cute username, by the way. And I got really excited because food is my life. I mean, hopefully that doesn't make me sound like really fat, but food is my life. It is my career. I have a career in food. I'm a pastry chef, so all sweet things. So yeah, without further ado, I will get down to this questionnaire. Like I said, I do have a bit of a wine buzz, and I tend to talk very fast, and I talk a lot. So you might find it entertaining. Some people might find it just annoying, but regardless, let's get down to it. Five top fives. Top five famous people you'd like to fuck, fictional, real, or any gender. I identify as straight, but for some reason, the people that come to mind that I would really want to fuck, most of them are women. Uma Thurman and Kill Bill. I mean, I am not into blondes, guys or chicks, but for some reason, her in that movie, holy shit, why would you not want to fuck her? Holy crap. Scarlett Johansson is just gorgeous. I mean, she can pull off red lipstick like none other. I am very jealous of that. Matthew McConaughey is just, ugh, he's just, I don't know how tall he is, but he is just like walking sex. Holy shit. And he just has to talk and he's just, oh, damn. Who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? See, I had this all worked out in my head earlier, the first two times I did it. Let's see. Florence Welch, another chick. She's gorgeous, just tall, statuesque, thin, pale, just gorgeous. And I would probably have to say, who else really turns me on? Not Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer in Top Gun. I mean, ladies, come on, and gentlemen, that volleyball scene in Top Gun never gets old. Seriously, I mean, top five foods you would consider romantic dinner. Let's see, backstory. First of all, wings and beer is the first thing that comes to mind. I had an ex-boyfriend a couple of years ago. Once a month, we would always go out to Hooters and have wings and beer and watch the WWE wrestling pay-per-views. It was like the best date ever. There's my laundry. Yay. I'll fold it later. So, yeah, it was like the best date ever. So, wings and beer, or just going out with your guy and, watching the game, or just, sports bars are just fun. Those are like the only kind of dinner I really like to go out to. Other than that, I'm not really a big go out to dinner type of person. Chinese takeout, eaten at home while watching movies is just amazing. Same thing with pizza. Or just any type of like takeout food. A meal that you guys cook together as a date, stay in. First of all, you go out to like the market or whatever, buy your ingredients, go to an orchard or a farm and pick your own apples, come home and, make an apple pie. Something that you two make together. You can make a whole day out of the date, go to the market, get your ingredients, come home. Make the meal together, enjoy it together. It's just overall fun. It's just very, there's something very special about, making a meal together. I don't know if that's five, but that's really all I can think of. Top five favorite places to be kissed. Lips, obviously. My temples, my neck, my clavicle, and my ears. I mean, it's above the chest area, but I am not opposed to anyone traveling below. However, you know, if you want to get things started off, just like, whew, go to any of those areas, and I will turn to a gooey pile of lust in your hands. Top five childhood favorite foods. First that comes to mind is actually I had some tonight for dinner. Macaroni and cheese and hot dogs. And when I say macaroni and cheese, I'm like the fake stuff that comes in a box with the powder. And, you know, you slice up pieces of hot dog and you just mix it in. I mean, it's so nasty. It's so fake. It's so full of sodium and chemicals and so bad for you. But it was like my favorite childhood meal. And, like, I enjoy it to this day when I have, like, a really, really bad day. I've been having, like, the absolute week from hell. And I've been an emotional train wreck, so it's just, like, I picked up a box on my way home and fixed it. So macaroni and cheese and hot dogs and wine, because I'm classy as fuck. Cream of wheat always reminds me of cold mornings. I was never fed oatmeal as a child. I can't eat oatmeal to this day. I think it's disgusting. But, you know, I was always given cream of wheat in this certain bowl. I have no idea what they're called. It's like some, like, Corian or something like that. It's a round white bowl with a little circle handle off the side of it. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. I don't know. But we still have those bowls, and it always just brings back really fond memories of cold mornings when I was little, and we always called it wheat to wheat. So, cream of wheat is awesome. Another meal. My dad, when I was little, would always, and this was always when my mom would work late, because she hated how it made the house smell. He made salmon patties out of, you know, canned salmon. And he served it with, you know, box macaroni and cheese and cream corn out of a can. I mean, it's so unhealthy, but it's just very fond childhood memory, and he still makes it from time to time. That's like the only time I will eat fish, because I do not live near an ocean. And that's the only time I eat fish, is really as if I'm on vacation near an ocean. But any other time, it's when my dad makes salmon patties, or I go to some bar and have like fish and chips, which is like never. So yeah, rare times I eat fish. One more thing is, let's see, Hardee's. For some people, it's called a Carl's Jr. They have these cinnamon raisin biscuits. And, when I was very little, my mom used to work night shift at the hospital. And sometimes she would come home, you know, probably around 6 or 7 in the morning. And, I'd wait up for her. Sometimes she'd get really upset if I was up waiting for her. But sometimes she would bring home some biscuits from the on our way home from the hospital. And, that's just what always reminds me of, you know, just growing up. So, the closest Hardee's to me is probably about 6 hours away. Because there was one right in my hometown, but it closed like 10 years ago. So yeah, I haven't had them in forever, but yeah. Let's see. I don't know if that's five. I lost count. I think maybe that's four. I don't know. But anyway, I'm moving on. Five strangest or silliest things you've ever been turned on by. First thing that comes to mind is, for some odd, strange reason, guys just wearing socks, like dress socks. I mean, guy could be fully dressed up, you know, khakis, button-down shirt, really nice dress socks that he's wearing with, you know, that he would wear with like Oxfords or loafers or just dress shoes. For some reason, I just find that incredibly sexy. I don't know if it's like the thin fabric of the sock against his foot. I don't necessarily have a foot fetish. Maybe I do. I like how feet look. You wouldn't find me like, you know, sucking on toes or anything, because that's kind of gross, but I do like looking at feet. But for some reason, looking at a guy wearing dress socks, not like athletic cotton socks, like everyday wear, but like nice ones, for some reason, I find that incredibly sexy. guys wearing vests, if they pull it off correctly, that's, I find that really awesome. So, vests in the U.S., let's see, waistcoats in the U.K., and I have no idea what they're called in Australia or New Zealand, but I'm sure you guys can figure it out. So yeah, dress socks, vests, guys who own cats, I find very attractive for some reason. Maybe it's because they, it seems like they have like a gentler, more like mysterious side to them, like similar to a cat. I don't know, but I find that pretty hot. Another thing, I don't necessarily get turned on by it, but it just really makes me feel good, is when I see a guy eat. Like, if he's sitting down for a meal, and, like, say if I cooked him something, or I made him some type of, like, cookie or whatever, and he just sits down and he's, like, enjoying it, it really makes me feel good. Like, he's, you know, nourishing his body and, you know, acting on my labor of love for him. And I just, it just really makes me feel good. Another thing that turns me on that's kind of strange is, maybe, not necessarily turns me on, but I just, like, get really, you know, warm, fuzzy feeling is when a guy sleeps. You know, I just think it's just that, seeing them at peace, just, it's very calming and very peaceful. So, yeah, maybe they're silly, maybe they're not, I don't know. But anyway, moving on. What's the one thing most people wouldn't guess that you do in bed? First thing that comes to mind is, like, if some guy's going down on me, or if he's fingering me really good, I get this thing I call the seizure foot. Like, I said, I'm not trying to offend anyone with epilepsy, but, like, my one foot, usually it's my right foot, just starts to shake violently. Like, it's about to fall off. It's like, I cannot control it. And luckily, I have not kicked anyone yet. I haven't kicked anything, haven't broken anything with my seizure foot, but that's just the first thing that comes to mind. Describe your sex life with a movie title or a song lyric. This is gonna take a while. I'm trying to think as my battery gets low. It would be a movie. Oh, here we go. I'm, like, looking at my movies on my shelf right now. I'd say Frozen, because it's really, my sex life is non-existent right now. So yeah, it's Frozen in time. Nothing's happening. I haven't had any in such a long time. So yeah. Frozen. What words can a sex partner use that make you go take me now? Oh my gosh. This is funny. First thing that comes to mind is, I have this friend, and he's a very dear friend of mine. He has the most gorgeous, gorgeous accent, and, I mean, I just get tingles just thinking about it. One time we were talking, and, one of the first times we were talking, he would say the word seven, like the number seven, and it's just like, ooh, say that again. It's like, seven. And just, like, the way he said seven with his accent, it was just like, oh my god. It was so hot. And plus, when he said the word teddy bear, I don't know why, it's just, like, just the most random words. It's like, seven, and he'd say teddy bear. And sometimes I'd tease him and, like, ask him some questions, like, hey, like, what's the square root of 49? Seven. How many continents are there? Seven. It's like, what type of bear was Winnie the Pooh? He's like, he's a teddy bear. It's like, I just, you know, secretly tease him to get him to say these words. So, ever since then, like, if we write back and forth to each other, he would, end his little letters with, a little sentence, with this one sentence that says, seven teddy bears went to bed. And It's just like I can hear his voice say that, and it's just like, oh, I get all tingly. So, it's just our cute little inside joke. So if you're listening, here's a little shout out to you. Love you, mean it. Anyway, moving on. If it wasn't him, I'd probably say anyone that would just like give genuine compliments, like say, oh my gosh, you look so gorgeous, oh, you're so beautiful, that type of thing. Catch me in the right moment, and you know the panties are gonna drop regardless. So let's see, how long does foreplay usually last for you? Foreplay lasts maybe like, it could last as long as it needs to. I love foreplay. Foreplay is awesome. Maybe 10-15 minutes, who knows. Does a sexual encounter always need to include an orgasm for you to feel satisfied? Not really. I mean, as long as I'm happy if, you know, I get the attention, the affection from the guy, and vice versa. So, I mean, if we both had a good time, whether or not there was an orgasm, I think it was a relatively successful time. So, moving on, just food questions. What's your favorite type of breakfast food? I really don't eat breakfast. I know I'm bad. My breakfast usually consists of Monster drinks and a cigarette. Yeah, I know. But I'd say probably eggs. If I do eat breakfast, I eat a lot of eggs. With sriracha or ketchup. It's pretty awesome. Just scrambled eggs with sriracha or ketchup. What's your favorite type of dessert? Oh my god, I hate this question so much. Like I said, I'm a pastry chef, and I get this question all the time. It's like, oh my gosh, what's your favorite type of dessert? What's your favorite thing to make? I mean, I am around this crap all the time, so I really don't have that much of a sweet tooth. If I had to pick one thing, I would probably have to say the most simplest thing I can think of, which is just a plain pound butter cake with just some fresh fruit. And I am completely happy. I'm not a big chocolate fan. I'm not really big on sweets or caramel or anything like that. Just, you know, plain cake with fruit. Do you subscribe to the cook doesn't clean idea, where the person who cooks the meal automatically... Yes, absolutely. That's why we have dishwashers. The people at my work, you know, dishwashers. And besides, you know, if the cook is good, I mean, this is how I work. I am a clean as you go type of person. I mean, I hate having like a huge mess afterwards. So I, you know, when I'm working, I tend to like clean up as I go. So ideally, there shouldn't be that big of a mess after the meal in the first place. So that's how I feel about the whole situation. I really hope my computer doesn't die. How often do you eat at a restaurant? I don't eat out. Maybe I eat out, probably, recently I started going out every other Wednesday, because, you know, I go to work out at my gym, and, usually every Wednesday, they all go out to dinner after the workout, people at my gym, in my 7 o'clock class. They go out every Wednesday, but I only, you know, join them every other week for, like, you know, budgeting purposes. So, I would say every other week, ordering takeout or delivery, I would say I go to a fast food restaurant maybe once every other week, sometimes more, depends on how depressed I am. I'm a really bad emotional eater. Yeah. Have you ever been served breakfast in bed? No. Is there any kind of food that you would only like prepared a specific way? Ugh. Brussels sprouts. I only like Brussels sprouts if they're prepared by my mother. Or just in general prepared, like sauteed with butter and shallots and bacon. That's it. I won't take them any other way. Name a sex act in a food item that you wish you'd tried sooner. Brussels sprouts. Because if they're prepared right, they are actually pretty wonderful. Sex act. I wish I'd tried doggy style sooner, because it's really hot. That you tried once and would never try again. Mayonnaise. I hate mayonnaise. It's gross. You know, a lot of people find me crazy because I think that, but I just think it's nasty. Sex. Sex and I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I haven't really tried a lot. I can't really answer that. A food, a sex act that you can't live without. I can't live without oral. I love giving. I love receiving. It's amazing. Food, I can't live without. Oh gosh. Fruit. I love fruit. Fruit is awesome. Pineapple, apples, bananas, oranges. Fruit's just amazing. So I'll just go with that. Sex act that makes me feel all warm, fuzzy, and happy when I'm finished. Oh gosh. Oof. I just have to say spooning. Spooning's great. But you know, I can only spoon for so long. If I fall asleep, don't touch me when I sleep. Food item, I would have to say meatloaf and mashed potatoes when my mom fixes them. Food and sex together. Have you ever been horngry? Horny and hungry at the same time? Yes, I have. But I was also high as well. Would you ever wear or make your partner wear edible undergarments? Absolutely not. No, and I would not eat them. I don't like to incorporate food with sex. For some reason, I just like to be tidy. I don't like making messes. I don't like getting things all over the place. I like to, you know, keep things confined and clean. Would you ever eat a meal off the sex partner's body? If so, what kind of food? No, like I was referring to the last question, I don't like to associate food with sex. Because I like to be clean. What do you think would be the worst meal to have before a sexual encounter and why? Anything like eggs, gaseous foods, White Castles, garlic, chili, beans. Yeah, that's kind of self-explanatory. And this or that questions. Final questions. Over the knee spanking or bend over in front of me? Bend over in front of me. Spank my ass. I love my ass. My ass is great. Spank it. Chocolate or vanilla ice cream? I like vanilla. Giving or receiving oral sex? I give amazing head. So I love giving it. And receiving's always fun. I haven't had received proper oral in forever. But yeah, it's always fun. Cake or pie? I love cake. Gags or blindfolds? Blindfolds, preferably. Gags, I don't like anything in my mouth that shouldn't be there, that I didn't put there. So, yeah. When making peanut butter and jelly, peanut butter first. Peanut butter always first, then jelly. Preferably, I put peanut butter on one slice of bread, jelly on the other, marry it together. That's how it should be. Facing each other or from behind? Well, first of all, I like to start off facing each other because, you know, I'm a very visual person. I think most people are. I like looking into their eyes, you know, seeing their facial expressions. But then, you know, you can't really look at someone face to face when you're doing doggy style. So, you know, it'll eventually, you know, separate. Gazes will deter. So, yeah, start out looking at each other, get things going, then move away. So, last question, sour or spicy? I like spicy food. Spicy food is awesome. Chinese food is great. Sriracha is awesome. And actually, there is one last question. Finally, what kind of food would you bring to the GWA potluck picnic? Obviously, some type of dessert. That's just what I do. Maybe a fruit pie, fruit tart. I don't know. Something unique. Something that I think everyone would like. But yeah. So yeah, that was pretty fun questionnaire. Luckily my computer did not die. So, yeah. Sorry for so many rambles and everything. But that's all I have to say for now. Hopefully I will try to post some more often. And other than that, you guys have a great day. All right, toodles!